Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.
I'll finish up with this one. How to find guaranteed best ways to sell your home for top dollar. Probably you've known, you watch the TV shows on HGTV, you know, decluttering, staging, depersonalization. So don't have your family vacation photos all over the place, so because the buyer's just gonna start looking at them and go, oh, that girl's cute, or like, oh, that guy's hot, and then like just totally ignore the property, right? Like, just try to make your property like as neutral as possible. Don't distract them with stuff, okay? That's what staging is. That's what depersonalization is. Do professional photography, videography, floor plan. Yes?
Staging.
Yes?
Staging.
Yes, what do you think?
For a condo.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very effective.
Yes, definitely. Staging is definitely really effective. Sometimes it costs money to stage it, but you don't have to hire a staging company. You can stage it yourself. There's tons of ideas online on how to stage your own home, make it open concept. Everybody knows, right? Don't change the furniture a little bit, make it a little bit modern. There's a lot of different ways to do that. So those are, really important that I've seen, a common mistake that I see in the industry. Like, when I read the description of properties, it's almost all of them are like feature driven and not benefit driven. So what do I mean by that? They're feature driven meaning, oh, this is a two bedroom apartment, like one bath, it has one living room, one den, one barbecue, or one fireplace, and it's just features, facts. They don't tell me about how it benefits me. They don't add, they don't make it poetic. They don't talk about visualization. They don't paint a picture for me. They don't paint an experience for me. It's just like facts. It's just reading like a spec sheet. And it's like, I see tons of listings out there that are all feature driven and not like, there's some that are really good that like paint a picture. Oh, this is like once in a lifetime opportunity. It's located on the Golden Mile, and it's great for entertaining and da, da, da. Like, so not only do you need to sell on the listing description, when you meet client, like as a realtor, when I meet clients, I don't just be like, oh, that's a bedroom. Oh, that's a bathroom. You know, like, oh, there's a fireplace. Oh, that's the balcony. Like, I don't do that. Like, in the beginning, that's what I did, because you know what they teach us in real estate in the beginning? Oh, yeah, the apartment will sell itself. You just open the door. And I'm like, oh, really? And then I did it, and it's not working. And then I realized, no, you got to really sell it. You got to, oh, look how the balcony is, and you can entertain and a bunch of people. And like, if you're ever selling your home by yourself and you have buyers come in, make sure you paint the picture. Don't just be like, oh, there's a den, there's a bedroom, and like, you gotta be like, oh, imagine yourself watching your big screen TV here, and then like your fireplace and a cozy winter night, and da da da. Just paint the experience, paint the picture for the buyers. So that's really important in helping you sell your home for top dollar.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.